The opposite of war is not peace. The opposite of war is creation. I first heard that quote in a song from the Broadway musical Rent. It made immediate sense to me. War, the opposite of war, is truce. It is the end of military operations. But after the ravages of war, it takes an act of God, Congress, and all the people to create peace, which is a whole other thing. We exist here in a virtual, if not superficial, peace. We don't see war, but there is a hidden toxic assault on our air and water. And then there's our consumption, and we pay taxes that do make us complicit. But what can we do? War seems like a contagious epidemic, contiguous and amorphous, easily adapting to the 21st century. It's got an assault weapons base, and I've recently been informed there are close to 300 million guns in the US. Wow, how do you stand up to that? How do we address violence non-violently? War is more sophisticated, profitable, and personal. It still has the random clumsiness of a botched military operation where innocent bystanders are just collateral damage. Yet it is more unpredictable because it can interrupt a casual Saturday morning shopping trip to Safeway. We've all taken trips to Washington to express our sentiments. We've marched, written letters, petitioned, and still war drones on, manned and unmanned. Peace will come, I believe, when we choose to express our needs through art rather than violence. In my constant quest for peace, I must look into the mirror, and while I have not bombed a village, invaded my neighbor's house, or put crosshairs over political rivals' coordinates, I still have a war zone inside of me. It is a daily battlefield of emotions that clash with common sense, intelligence, and self-discipline. I still react to situations. My anger is ballistic. I am capable and active in my hate. Of course, I hate the right things, but still, the verb is combative and tends to leak. I have self-judgments that reject me, and I want to conquer certain behaviors, physical defects, deformities, visible and invisible. So I've tried to make peace with this, because this kind of internal warfare doesn't help my marriage or the raising of my teenager, because I tend to blow up the village to save the town. Art is my only way out. Theater is my cure. I know I'm not alone in this, and was confirmed again last week when I saw the Mendocino Theater Company's production of Catherine Treishman's play, Crooked, directed by our own young, innovative, and talented Felicia Freitas. It is the story of Lainey, a 14-year-old girl, played sullenly by Alex Scott, and her eternally patient mother, Elise, played by Teresa Hurray, who returned to Mississippi after the devastating loss of husband and father to mental illness. Lainey finds a new friend in Mary Bell, the daughter of a pastor of an evangelical church. Mary Bell, played with languid deliberation by 12-year-old Isla Bowery, is convinced that she is suffering from stigmata, the invisible kind. She is the naive catalyst for conflict and redemption in this complex and fascinating landscape of family drama. Crooked examines the war between mother and daughter, believer and non-believer, educated and indoctrinated, truth and lies. What we are given is a mirror of our hidden faces, and we are not pretty. We are amazing, ugly, lovable monsters. Watching and listening to the scenes between mother and daughter was a stark reflection of my life. And though I am prone to worry and struggle over raising a rebellious child, I had to laugh. And therein lies relief, a moment of peace. The play is not peaceful. It was loud, angst-ridden. It was art. It was a chance for Ms. Treishman to reach into her heavy arsenal and send up a flare. It screams, I am here. I have dreams and hopes and rage, and I am going to leave my mark. And I'm going to share them with the world. I'm going to make my mark. I will recreate. So, like Ms. Treishman and so many who make our homes in creative paradise, our job is to make the unbearable beautiful, the horrible inspiring, the obscene humorous. Put it into a monologue, a play, a song, a joke. Write poetry, play guitar, splash the canvas with paint, and use as much red as you like. If we all participate, then one day, art will be bigger than war. Crooked plays at the Mendocino Theater Company through January 30th. Go to mendocinotheater.org. This is Sherry Glazer Love, and you can hear more of my commentaries at sherryglazer.net.